כתיב, בכל דרכך דעים. צריך שיהיו כל מעשה בשם שמיים. הכלל יסתכל שתיקו תדעי. בכל דרכך דעים. צריך שיהיו כל מעשה בשם שמיים. All the persons, מה יסמך בשם שמיים, אפילו כל עניין העולם הזה. All עניינים of העולם הזה. כי הכל מה שיש בעולם, everything that is in the world, כל פעול השם למעניהם. Meaning, כל מה שבורר, לכבוד הבורר. בכל דבר יש כבוד הבורר. The gross says in Mishli, Kol Paul Hashem Lemaneu, says the Gron Lemaneu is Leman Hevov. Hevov is Chamisha Chumshetayr, Shishisidra Mishnah. That's Hevov. In other words, the whole Shtikl talks about that everything is the Torah. Everything in the world is the Torah. So, Bechol Derechecha Da'ehu is the same thing, Da Hevov. You have to find the He and the Vov in everything. You have to find Torah Shabiksav and Torah Shabalpeh in Bechol Derechecha and everything you're doing. Vini, Vemelch Basav Adam. Who chvoide eino yechad? My melech basa adam, him and his kovod is not one. Halakadosh Baruch Hu chvoide hakol echad. Point shalom, him and his kovod is one. A maskel yovin. If he says a maskel yovin, so we have to try to be maskel to understand what he means. But I mean, it's a lot. It's a read a piece. Read a piece, and we'll go back to explain it. Nimtza shabachol davi yish kovod abayir zbach. Everything that's kovod abayir. Harayu melay chal aretz kovoide. What's kavod abayir? That God Bain Shlaim is Meloi Chal Ha'aretz. Meloi Chal Ha'aretz kavod. She'ein mokem ponim inev. Chol mash odom oisei minyan o'ilam hazeh. Hein achila b'shtiya. Hein inyan ischayra. Hakel hu kavod shal abayir baruch. Even ischayra as in business. Everything. Eating, drinking. Ki bay raisa. Bar ha'kodesh baruch ha'am. O b'chol dova hu ta'ira. Everything. Everything is ta'ira. Derech mashal. Melech basav dom. Istata atzme b'vushim shoyim b'shunim chol pa'am. Melech basav dom. He wants to check the loyalty of his soldiers. So he goes between the soldiers, doesn't he? And he pretends he's a soldier. Right? He's a necho. They won't recognize anybody. So he starts asking, you know, what do they think of the king? He's the king. When he's dressed up. Mm-hmm. So those who know that the king does this type of thing. So every suspicious person who starts asking them about the king, came by Elf Alpha Lofim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Romanis Omnam Nibbons. In other words, Omnam Hu Mislavish and Mistata Bekam Amin and Lavushin Lavushin De Lavish Tzafra Lay Lavish Ramsha. Kabbon Shalom is Mislavish and all different Lavushin. The ones from the morning is Lay Lavish Ramsha in the evening. V'yesem and Chalosim Shemea V'reya Kol Kabbon Shalom sees everything. Siva Noichi Haste Aste Pona. Noichi Haste Aste doesn't mean that he's not there, Chas V'Shalom. It means Kabbon Shalom is hiding himself. Bavad is there. It's Leima B'Lavushim Astaris Kashi Yisbael Kamon. So him can't say Chleida Shemelech Tomed LeNegdeinu. Bnei Shlom is always looking at us like it's a Shavisa Hashem. That some of Phila Isak Schoyer Shadam Isak Mechivitz Adam Amelech Machanochem Nusta Melubash. So the Yisod is, so the Yisod of here is everything is the Bnei Shlom. What's the Shad? He says before Maskel Yov. Melech Basvedam Hu Chavoyde Einu Echad. Halva Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chavoyde Hakol Echad. The Yidah Hail Gemara Naim's Masbir the whole union of Kovod. The whole shayush and the whole yisod of kovod, what kovod means. When we understand what kovod means, so then we'll see how melech basav adam is who chvoidai eina yechod, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is who chvoidai yechod. The what is, what is a kovod? What is kovod? Kovod, right? Kovod is a hispashtus. In other words, is the hispashtus of the person himself. Other people give him kovod. Kovod is when the person himself has a hispashtus outside of himself. I made it, and then it's kovod. Rabbi Mechabed Ashirim, what's an Oisha? Oisha has Nechosim. The Maral always says, what's the difference between Oni and Oisha? So an Oni is, Oisha is Mispashet. He has Nechosim Chutz Miatzmoy. He has a house, and he has a car, and he has a dus, he has other houses. His Mispashet Chutz from his Etzem Metzias, his Metzias is Mispashet out. That's what Kovod means. And then the Rebbe, that's Shaykh in the Yom of Kovod. Rebbe is Mechabed Ashirim. And Oni, the Maharal always says, an Oni has himself. He's got nothing else other than himself. And the Mele is not Shaykh to Kovod. Kovod is in of his Pashtas. So the Mele, therefore, the Rabban Shalom, Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kovod means, and the fact that the Rabban Shalom is Meloi, except you have to read it like Meloi Chol Ha'aretz, and that's Kovod. The fact that the Rabban Shalom is Meloi Chol Ha'aretz, I mean, the whole world is full of the Rabban Shalom. The world is full of the Torah, the Rabban Shalom. The same thing. The Rekus in the world is the Torah. The whole world is full of Torah. The whole world is full of Torah. So, who Chvoyde Echad? I mean, what's Kovod? Kovod is the Hispashtus. The whole world is full of the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's nothing else. Leis asa panim inei. So leis asa panim inei means that the Rabbeinu Shalom is kvoidoy. In Sanavar, that he's everywhere, Mamela. Since the Rabbeinu Shalom is everywhere, so he's the musa, the definition of kovid. A melech. A melech is a melech. He's where he is. Yeah, and he has a sheifa to spread his malchus. That's what you see, that all malachim all have a sheifa to spread their malchus. I didn't discuss it once, really. They're a king of one country. And until 100 years ago, there's no kings today. In the times where there was kings, what were they doing all their lives? They were conquering other countries. Hosep's conquering other countries. What do you need a headache for? But the answer is because the malchus, the malchus, the malchus of the Arak, the malchus of the Rakia. What's the mechanism? Malchus of the Rakia. Leis asa panamine. So, mele a king feels, by the very definition, he's a melech. Kvoid malchus feels that there has to be less asa panamine. He has one country, that's nothing to him. He wants another country and another country because he has leis argosha, leis asa panamine. I'll be MS. Hu chvoid eino yachad. He's making a shtadlis to make a hispashtus of his malchus. He is where he is. And the Rabban Shalom is less as upon him. Therefore, the Rabban Shalom is taka everywhere, and that's kvoide. And whenever you talk about kvoide is baruch, you talk about the fact that it fills up everything. The mole kvoide is kala oretz. Kvoide Hashem mole is a mishkan. Kvoide has to be with mole. Mole meaning less as upon him. That's the Maridic definition of Kovid. So what's Kovid HaToyra? Kovid HaToyra means, right, you're learning Saita, you're not the last Mishnah yet. But the last Mishnah of Saita is Mishmeis Rabbi Akiva, bottle Kovid HaToyra. What's the Kovid HaToyra? Why is bottle Kovid HaToyra? So what does it say? It says the Rabbi Akiva, was doyrish tilatilim shalalochas from every tag. Why is that called Kovid HaToyra? So unfortunately, the Mishnah explained. It shows that even in a tag, it's full of halachas. So what does that mean? Leis asa panim inei. Kibuz megala the Indian. Kibuz megala the Indian of leis asa panim inei. Kovod haTorah means if a person goes out in the field, right, and he doesn't see the Torah there. In other words, when he's harvesting his crop, he doesn't think of mitzvah peah, doesn't think of Torah. So it's a pegam in Kovod haTorah. It's a pegam in Kovod haTorah. It's not a pegam in mitzvahs in the field. It's not a pegam in agriculture. It's a pegam in Kovod HaTorah. The whole vote of Torah is, Kovod HaTorah means to show that the Torah is everywhere. I feel that the tag is full of tilim shel halachas. Therefore, so a person lives his life without chol derechech or de'ehu, without finding the heivah, without finding the Torah in everything, even out in the field, that's the lack of Kovod HaTorah. So Rabbi Akiva taught the Indian of Kovod HaTorah. That's where Makiva told the Indian. That's where Makiva was Dorish Barabim. Right? He was Dorish Makilas Barabim. Why is he Dorish Makilas Barabim? Makiva took the Torah outside. I keep it inside. No, keep it inside. That's Hepacha Kovod HaTorah. What's Kovod HaTorah? Spashtus of Torah. Teaching Makil Kilas Barabim. Even though he was going to be killed from it. But he said that's Torah. Makiva felt very strongly. Makiva felt very strongly Kovod HaTorah. Makiva felt Kovod HaTorah. Makiva felt the Spashtus of Torah. Maybe that explains why this Mishnah is a Mishnah in Saita. Except it's a Mishnah in Saita. And the end of Saita, Saita is not such a Gishmak, very Gishmak and Mesechta, but not such a Gishmak subject. Mishmeitz Rebbe, the Shezer of Akiva, bottle covered a Torah, was became the Mesechta Saita. But the part is, that's what Mesechta Saita is doing. What's the Saita saying? Saita is Kinyan and Stira. What does Kinyan and Stira mean? She's Miyachet, behind closed doors. What does that mean? She's looking for an Asa Panamine. She's looking for an asa panamine. Ooh, you're looking for an asa panamine. So what are you doing? You're erasing Torah. You're saying that there's a place which is there's no Torah, but there's no elikus. You're erasing Torah. You're erasing Torah. So what does the coin do? He puts the psukim in the mind. What does he do? Umacha. He erases Torah. Why does the Torah and coin erase Torah? So rather, the hatul shalom benishne ishtoi. The Rebbe Shlomo says mutav. Why? What's the lesson over here by Saita? Teretz says if you find an asa panamine, if you're over on stira, meaning you're finding a mokum where nobody should see you, where you feel that even Meloichalar is kavoide not seeing you, so you make a mokum panamine. So it's like erasing a sefer. It's like erasing parshis from the sefer Torah. Mamish that nakuda. Mamish that nakuda. Whole world is the Torah, like he says. Whole world is the Torah. Chol dava hu Torah. She claimed she found a place without Torah, so she erased chalakim of the Torah. So the whole tikkun of Maseches Sota is that everything is Torah. Who's Megala that everything is Torah? Rabbi Akiva. That's the Kovod HaTorah. Rabbi Akiva is Mesakan HaSota. Sota was Moicha Torah, and that's why the Kohen has to be Moicha Torah. If you're Oiva and Stira, then you're Moicha Torah. Rabbi Akiva was Mesakan that. Rabbi Akiva bought the Kovod HaTorah to bring out that Rabbi Akiva was the Zeh Lom HaZeh of HaSota. And maybe you have a whole parak in Saita of Eilu Dvarim and Emarim Mechal Lashem, certain things in Lashem HaKodesh, and a whole parak of things that can be said with the Psukim in the Torah that can be said Mechal Lashayvus. What's that Pesinian to say Lechal Lashayvus? What's the Shaykh to Masech HaSaita? It's about because it's a parasha of Saita in the Torah, Saita. And there's Pasuk there, the Mishnais, they talk about all different parashas, the whole parak. And the vote is Torah Mishal Lashayvus. The vote of Torah Mishal Lashayvus is a chizik in the Inyan of Les Asa Panamine. Even in the other Lashonis, even in the Goyisha places, about it's all full of Torah. Even in the Goyisha places, it's all full of Torah. When you take Torah from the Shah, from Shah Lashonis, that's giving Kovod HaTorah. That's a chizuk in the Inyan of Leis Asa Panamine. Everywhere is Torah, even amongst Umus Olam is Torah. It's a very tief in the Kuda because Tzadik has Arichas. Tzadik and Tzidkas are Tzadik in Kuf Ayin Ches, I think. Tzadik says the Peldik Zach. Tzadik says, I mean, the Pasuk says, Mishli, be melachim im loicha. Now all the melachim are only melech bederech Torah. So what's the vod? He says, even the Goyisha kings, their whole koich melucha comes from the Torah. He says, that's why the psukim, or Pari said to Moshe, okay, why does it have to be written in the Torah? Pari says to Moshe, it's a shakran. He says, he will let them out, and tomorrow he says, he's not going to let them out. Why does this Pasuk need to be in the Torah? Now the Aaron says, because their whole koich, mamlech, is only because of their chelik in Torah. So if you see in Tanakh, even in Malachim, Rishayim, Achav, all these Malachim, they have psukim in the Torah. Because the whole Torah be Malachim in Malachim. They can only have the Malucha from Torah. That's what I'm telling you. According to what I'm saying, it's Mamish Gevalti. Because according to what I'm saying, that the Malachim, they want to Hispashtis. If you want to Hispashtis, if you want to rule over the whole world, you have to chab Torah. Because Torah is less asapana mine. So if you want to be that there should be less asapana from you, so then you have to be the coin of the Torah. And taka they were coin of the Torah. So you see, Pel dekazach. Moris says a Megillah. Gimel Malchut Bekipa. Two Goyish kings. Nuchanetza and Achashverosh. What koyach the Nuchanetza? Malch Bekipa means keilu kaviyachil beklipa less asapana keilu. Malch Bekipa. He was the Melech of the whole kippah, the whole world. He was a bechina. He was koina bechina of leis. I must even say it. He was koina that bechina of leis asaponim in him. He was Melech bekippah. Who Nebuchadnezzar Achashverosh? What's the common denominator? The way that we were machnia them was by Torah. How we machnia Nebuchadnezzar? Where was he Melech of? Bavel. No, how we machnia him? The whole Talmud Bavli came out from being with him. In other words, the whole achna and Nebuchadnezzar came by taking the Torah away. He was such a ganav, he had so much Torah that he chapped the whole Torah of the whole Bria. And that's how he was Melech Bekippah. Because he chapped the whole Torah of the whole Bria. Until he made a kinyan on Les Asapanamine. He was koina the dark of Les Asapanamine. And being koina that madrig of Les Asapanamine, he had the whole Torah. He made it, therefore the derech machnea him was Haridei Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli is the Ispashtas of Torah Shabbalte. Who was the other king who was Melech Bekipa? Achashverosh. No, Achashverosh, how we machni Achashverosh? Kima Bekipa, Ayyudim. Kabbalah is a Torah Shabbalte, like Mer Shetan Chumah says, Ramat HaSinai was Torah Shabbalte. But then they said, Bekofa de Makigik, it's Kima Bekipa, it was Torah Shabbalte. So you see the two Melechim that were Melech Bekipa, we machnia them through Torah Shabbal Peh. What's the difference between Torah Shabbiksav and Torah Shabbal Peh? Torah Shabbal Peh is the Spashtus of Torah. Torah Shabbiksav is the Bal Toysif, Bal Tigra. Torah Shabbal Peh is the Spashtus of Torah. What's the Pasuk? Arucha Meretz Yam, Arucha Meretz Mida, Arucha Mini Yam. What does that mean? It means it's Spashtut and Spashtut and Spashtut and Spashtut. That's the Bechina of Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is the Spashtus of Torah. In other words, Torah Shabbal Peh shows you brings out the musag of les asa panamini. Why is there so much Torah Baal Peh? Because the whole Bria is les asa panamini. It's all Torah. So Torah Baal Peh brings out the hispashtus of les asa panamini. So who's the machaber of Torah Baal Peh? Rabbi Akiva. Akiva is kavod haTorah. What's kavod haTorah? Bring out the hispashtus of Torah. Showing Torah is everything. How did Rabbi Akiva die? Saying Shema Yisrael. There's one pasuk in the Torah, which is the hakdama to Torah Baal Peh. And it's the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why? Because Echad, you have to be mechaven that the one Rabbanu Shel Olam on the Zayin Rakiim and the Oretz and the Arba Kamfis Oretz. What's Echad? Yichudei Lo. What's Yichudei Lo? Leis Asa Panamine. Right? Shema is the pasuk of Leis Asa Panamine. That's the biggest kavod. Leis Asa Panamine. Who kvod Echad? So what do we say straight after the pasuk of Shema Yisrael? Baruch Hashem, Kavod Malchusai. No, you know what? What's the shaykhus of Kavod Malchusai? That's the kavod. Shema is Megal Lakon. Rakiva fulfilled his tikkun, his mission in this world, to show Leis Asa Panamine. So then he fulfilled his mission, he was nifta by Echad. Because Echad brings out the Kavod Malchusai. The Kavod Malchus and the Kavod HaTorah is the same thing when he's saying away. So therefore, Rakiva was Mechabat Torah Baal Peh. Kula even Rabbi Akiva. And being Muhammad Torah Baal Peh, he brought out this Bashtus, he brought out the Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah is a Kavod Malchusai. Kavod HaTorah is Kavod Malchusai. Because he was Nifta when he said Echad. And then I'm sure they all said, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai. Laila Vahad after that. So he brought out, he was Magala, the whole Kedusha, Torah Baal Peh. Chlal, Torah is Malchus, Vatam Tiyuli Mamlechus Koinim. So you bring out, how do you bring out, if Torah is Kavod Malchusai, Vatam Tiyuli Mamlechus Koinim, how do you bring out the Kavod Malchus Yisbarach with Torah? So Shema Yisrael is that Nekudah. So Shema Yisrael, the Pasuk of Shema, is the Agdama to Torah Baal Peh. So how does Torah Baal Peh begin? V'masa Kari Neshema. V'arvis, Afila Behesta. Take Shema into Hester, there's no Hester anymore. Hester is a lack of Kavod HaTorah. Hester is Soita. Of a Shema Yisrael, Shema brings out that there's no Hester. So when a Torah Baal Peh begins with Masa Kari Neshema, there's no Hester Bechlal. Remeila, what's the first? Remeila, straight after Shema, what do you say? Vaya v'shinantam levenecha v'dibarata bom v'shiftecha b'vesecha u'b'lechtecha v'aderech v'shach b'chav kamecha afilo b'lechtecha v'aderech b'chal d'rachecha d'ayu b'lechtecha v'aderech even b'lechtecha v'aderech you still that's what Shema's megala. After you say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai Elohim Avod, what do you have to do? You have to take the Torah with you everywhere. Where do you take it to? Take it even out in the field. Take it everywhere where you go. There has to be a bechina of Torah. So Meira, what's the first saying? What's the first saying in Ezekiel? In Shishu Sidra Mishnah? Zerayim. Zerayim. Torah should start with Zerayim. Torah should start with If you start with Masechet Brachos, which is Megala, Mimasa Kari Neshema Be'arvis, they have to take Shema. You have to see that Torah is everywhere. Where's everywhere? Even in Zeron, even when you're out in the field. So Avada says the Torah Shabbal Peh, which is Rabbi Akiva's Torah, starts with the Shema in Arvis, and starts with saying the Zeron.
Is that brachas in Zeron, even though no shaykhis, when Masechet Brachos to Zeron?
That is the shaykhis. The pshat is the whole Indian of Zeron. That Aaron Zeron has Adam. Whole brachas, we've discussed it before. The whole brachas is you must minen in olam hazeh. In other words, it's kula Torah. Shad is when you start Torah with Hanor from Al Mazeh, where do we learn out Osel and Maskanas Agamar and Kitzim Vokh? Where do we learn out? You must be Nen from Al Mazeh Bloy Bracha. From Svara. What's a Svara? Svara is Torah Baal Peh. In other words, you got to bring the Torah into your Hanor Salem Hazeh. Going out to them. It starts with that, that's Brachas. Once you have that, then you understand that even when you're out in the field and you're Zroim, your whole mindset is to be Peyod, Mai, Klaim, Shvius, Trumas, Maestrus, Orla, Bikurim, Chala. That's our whole Asik. What does it mean to be a farmer? Say the Zroim, nothing else. Say the Zroim, nothing else. That's his Spashtus, because Torah Shabbal Peh is his Spashtus. Torah Shabbiksav is Torah Shabbiksav. Torah Shabbal Peh is his Spashtus. You can't start with the Spashtus with the Masechta of Kovet Beis HaMedrash.
I just didn't say that. Moshe Bikis, the kind of said it's wrong.
Yeah.
Mekai Mitzvahs, please, for it.
Yeah.
I had a kasha. Okay, you want to Mekai Meiser, but why Davka? So much the Cheshek to do, my two Mitzvahs.
Yeah. But it was Nizgalatim, Benavua, that his maskona al derech pepulai was Masik Shmaitza, Eliva was given over on Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Mardika Chukka for his Pashkas of Torah. But that wasn't really his Bechina, but his Chukka for that was to go into Eretz Yisrael, like you're saying, Mitzvah at Luis Baritz, because that's Torah Shabbat. He wanted to start Shesh Yisudra Mishnah already. He wanted to start Seder Zeroyim. And that's why Taka Moshe Rabbeinu Kiva took over from Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the Gemara Menachas Kiva. And Moshe Rabbeinu came and saw Rabbi Kiva had Zachan that he didn't have. Because Rabbi Kiva was the Hispashtus of Torah Shabbat Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu heard Torah al derech tzimtzum, a certain Indian came in Torah Oil, came in Ben Shnei Akruvim, and only Moshe heard it, and it didn't go anywhere else. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masik Torah in a way without that Chino of Hispashtus. Or at least what he was allowed to be Megala, or was a Torah that came to him believe Hispashtus. The Rabbi Kiva is a bechin of kolis pashtus, and that's Torah Shabbal Peh, and that's Meimosa, and that's Shema, and that's Melech Tuchav Aderech, and that's Eidus Ram. The last Gemara in Shas, in the Nida, is Kol Hashem Alochas B'chol Yom Muftach Lo Shumei Olam Haba Shneim Alichas Olam La Atikra Alichas Al Alochas Alichas Olam Melech Tuchav Aderech. When you're hoilich, in other words, when you're hoilich outside, in Mechukosai Teilechu, outside, when you leave. It takes us straight to say there's Rav, straight to outside what's going on in the field. Mm-hmm. What do you have to do with the Torah? Teleich, take it outside with you. And make it Nagea too. All out in the field. That's the Spashtus of the Heilige Torah.
Maybe even say even in the Uxin also. Everyone says
exactly. Even what we think is Tofel to the Ikka, all has to be Nescalled into the Ikka. That's right, Mamish. End of Torah Shabbat Peh Mamish. That's right. So that's Kovenat Torah. That's Mamish Kovenat Torah. You're showing that everything is Kulei Torah. That's Bechir Kol Pahal Hashem L'maneu. That's why you see that all the kings, Talmai HaMelech, they should be in Targum, the Torah, be honest. Every Melech is trying to Chab Torah. Because without Torah, you haven't got Melech's Bechir. Without Torah, you haven't got Espashkas. Or be the Ganef. Torah doesn't belong to. Akam oisav b'toras chayv misa. Says the Hei Gemara Naim. Melech b'osav adam hu kvoidei eino yachad. Kovod is his pashtas. His pashtas is Torah. What's the shayachas of him to Torah? Because he ganefs the Torah. Ha'al v'akadosh baruch hu la'avdul hu kvoidei hakal echad. It's mamish mom b'china. So my thing is that the person's got to be so nizhar when of v'lech t'chov aderech. This person's got to be so nizhar in yonim tafka v'lech t'chov aderech. It's really that's kovod at Torah. That's Kovenat Torah. And therefore, even the Sichas Chulin Shel Tamid HaChachamim Tzvichim Lemet. A person learns Torah at Talmud Chacham, so his Torah has a Mispashtus. Where is it Mispashtus outside of Diburi of Torah? Into Dimri Chulin, Sichas Chulin. Or if he's an emistic at Talmud Chacham, then Torah is Mispashtus. If Torah is Mispashtus, it's a Sichas Chulin. So even the Sichas Chulin Tzvichim Lemet. Rav Akiva is Megala over this whole lineage. So Hashem Alekecha Tiru the Rabbis Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Kiva understood the emes what the Talmud Chacham is. Talmud Chacham is somebody who brings out the whole Alekus from the whole Bria. Who Ukvoide, he brings out who Ukvoide Echad. The king who disguises himself over here. He's nervous, he wants to be a Melech, he's not sure, and this and that. So it's all the whole Zach is a fake. How the Bani Shalom could have showed himself. If we see them as without the Astara, it's about that. Everybody will see that's what's going to last a lot. Everyone's going to see that everything in the Bria, every blade of grass, everything's talking Torah. How the Bani Shalom wanted to give us an avoider of bringing out Malchus Yisbarach. So he gave us the avoider b'chol derechecha de'ayu. Right, that's inside the Torah. Hine, yesh arba meyas alma de kisuf. It's 400 alma de kisuf. Kapel de kizachri, it's 400 worlds of kisuf and of yearning to Rabban Shalom Tzuleima. Shkulam choshkin v'nechsofim oid, nizdavid b'oir dalad meyas alma nanal. Chol kisuf ma'cheshik shavodim hakolim shachol kisuf in toilem asana. Every kisuf and every yearning that there is in this world, b'hai alma, is that's a yearning for. Because as a slab should be a gashmi, which ain't a basal, I say, as a cheshik me gashmis, nimshach, a person thinks it's a gashmis, if a cheshik for me, she ain't a sechle, sechle, I may wish the cheshik nimshach, we ruchni is oilem sanal, and it's in stabi, we ruchni is adam. And therefore, he shilu chazal and tikkun very another mess of chatzit avos of yada. If he's got a mona, he's bavakash masayim, yishna masayim, bavakash dalad mess, chlamay richad shomzal dalad mess. In other words, this is talking about a person's chukka. Yesh like this, right said this. It's talking about his chukka. Why does it stop by dalad mess? Because that's the shirish of kisuf. A later idea, chol achishim shavod and bavakash vod dalad mess almas. Chinksiv, abba mess, shekel kesev, oivar asoich. Yidin want to make money. People want to make money. Right? People want to make money. That kisufin, to make money, comes from the Abba Meir's Shekel Kesef Oiv Lasoich. The first Sochrishkeit that we see, was Abba Meir's. And Abba Meir's is the Alma the Kisufin. And that put in all the Kisufin. Maybe that's what Kesef, Tzadik says in Menashe Kisufin. Kesef is Menashe Chukka. It all comes from the Chukka Laki. That's what's connected to all this. Transactions means, in Loshna Kodesh, transactions are Birurim. Birurim and the clip is noigay and mitvar and nitzaitzes whole union of transactions is that you have nitzaitzes that need the yid to do business with a goy to have to make transactions with a doymem, a tzameach, a chai, whatever the case is when he speaks business, medaber but you might see nitzaitzes which have a moedik and chukka to come back out. So therefore v'chei nikra abba mez shekel kesef shenimshach ha-kisuf v'mishkal v'oive v'islav is afilu l'soich. This chukka of abba mez shekel kesef is over, afilu mitzlabas, afilu lasoicha shem inyone mamon, no mischo, masa, maton, hakal nimshach mishum. Ela shislabish venista, kifi erech mishka, lasoicha lishlod, ma maskal yoven yishuroi, midavik, midavik, vashirosha. It's an interesting tazach, because Abba Meir Shekel Kesef was what? Buying the Rosh Machpelah. That was the first sachrishkeit. That's the oimik. The oimik is, the pshat is, batizchak leimach. Every yid, every neshama, has a chukka, has a kisuf in all his life to go back to Rabbein Shlomo. I mean, every neshama is a nitzot that's missing the Rabbein Shlomo. He wants to get back to Rabbein Shlomo. When it comes to the last day of his life, zvatizchak liyamacher. Comes to the last day of his life, it turns into schoik. Why? Because his whole avoid, he sees how Noach Weinberg sees how he's mala. I see that he was mal with so many tzitzes, and he bought back so many lahitzi yokom izoylo. He bought so many precious things out. So that's a mechino of tischak leyemachem. A tzaddik dying is a moedik kisufi. How does a tzaddik die? A misses beneshika. B'chad ketiras katarad. It was like a toyrus l'shem chibo. So Sora was the first. Kino was the first. One of the obviously moist that was nifter. So Avraham Avinu was megala the kisufin. He was megala all the olam hazadik a kisufin is a hecher kisufin, and that's how Sora nifta. She heard that Yitzchak Avinu was about to be brought up as an akeda. Says the Hilgit Tefer Shleimer, all her life she's waiting with that kisufin to go up. But the Bein Shleimer says in Mikra Avos, Malkol Chachat Chai, you have no reshus. As soon as she heard that Yitzchak has been brought up in the Zbeach, now it's the rotten of the Eibishter. Yeah, then we should go up. And that's how she died. First Shlomo says, "The main of Pshat is how did she die? She died from kisufin. She was male. All the kisufin that there is in this world, she was male back to the Rabbein Shlomo. That was Sora's moedik kisufin. That all her life she was waiting for that mysterious nefesh, and as soon as she had it, she was gone already. And that's the kisufin. It made her all the kisufin there is in this world, which is a kilo gashmistik kisufin, right? Which comes from the Abba Meir's shekel." Avraham Avinu bought the Maris Machpelah for Arba Meir's Shekel Kesef Oiv Lasoicha, and with that, through Sarah's Batir, he was Ma'ale all the Kisufim that was in this world. He was Megala that all the Kisufim, even the Sachrishtik of Basulah, the Kisufim of money and of Oiv Lasoicha, all that's really Mushash in Kisufim Ruchnim, and Sarah was Ma'ale all that. That's why in the first Gemara in Kiddushim, in Kicha Kicha, you learn that Mistayef. Isha Niknis, again, that's Kisufim, right? What's the pasuk? She's choishik to him. Uim shalbach. What's the pasuk? Yelishech teshukasech. Chuka kisufin. Nesuvin is kisufin. So where do you learn a kicha kicha kisufin of nesuvin? Because the effort is Abame and Shekel Kesav Oyvon Asaycha. There was an accumulation of all the Kisufim that there is in this world. But it's all part of this shtickle over here. Because the whole, everything over here is Torah. Everything over here is Torah. And all the Torah, in other words, all the Chalakim of the Bria, all the Torah in the Bria that a person that has a Moed Gacheshet to go back to the Shayrish, the person's Nifta, then it becomes a Tizchak Leimach. Eshes Chayim Miyimtza. Shlomo Melech says it about the Torah, the Shira on Torah. And Tizchak Leimach means a person who's Melakit Torah from all over the world, from all the Inyonim of Torah, he's Melakit together, then it's a Machin of Tizchak Leimach. Tizchak Leimach is an Aliyah of Abba Meir's Shekel Kesav Oyvon Asaych. It's a Moed Gacheshet, as we say over here. Zem isos ish be mistarim ani ela yemenu num Hashem. Tzlem af im ish nista bedvam gashmi. Shezeh nikra mistarim, right, because the ruchnis is hidden. Shneir shezeh behesta meisaboy. Oma kosa kama tmiya. Ani ela yemenu bitmiya. Where Rav Shlom says, I'm not there, I'm everywhere. Alo nechi hasta gamkin ka'amu. Kim shani musta shom yochel hasta goysi. Ke lechen ksiv arenu bepasach arenu. Shakosh bochu marale arenu. Boy Rav Shlom say, afu avadam he. Chenimtza kol asokav shal odam. Him a coil, Isa Gaboyer, Isa Terosi. Shall they a toyer and never a coil of a Choldova yatoyer? Pisamindash was a place, Shlomo Melech says in Shea Shirim, Toychai Rotsova Hav. Pisamindash was the real chukka, or carbonus. Carbonus means that you mal everything back to a chukka to the Rotsa. It's a place of Toychai Rotsova Hav. Therefore, the Soita, coming back to the Soita, she was a person who claimed to find the Mokam Nista from the Rabban Shlom, a place where there's a Mokam Panim in Echas V'Shalom. Beis HaMikdash was a Mokam, Chvod Hashem Moleis HaMishkan. The Beis HaMikdash was a place where the Lekus there was almost tangible, right? You could feel Chvod Hashem Moleis HaMishkan. There was an Eish that came down, you could feel, you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you could feel it's full of a Lekus. It's full of Torah. Kisif se koin yishmur das, Torah yivakshu lipiyu. Beis HaMikdash is really a place that the whole Bria is going to look like that. Beis HaMikdash was a place which was full of Torah and full of Elikus, where you could feel it. The whole Bria is full of Torah and Elikus. Beis HaMikdash, you can actually feel it. So she finds a Makom Panui. Where do you take it to? Take it to the Beis HaMikdash. You think there's a Makom Panui? Here, see if you can say that there's a Makom Panui in the Bria. There it's so full, it's so full, and that's why you mavazeh over there, because we said what's covered at Torah, leis asaponu, what's covered at Likus, leis asaponu. She claims to find the Makom Panui chas v'shalom. So maybe you take it to the Beis HaMikdash, where she sees the Shechina looking at her, k'shem sheba liros kach ba liros. She sees the Rabban Shalom there, and there you mavazeh, because that's midah k'neged midah. She was mavazeh. Why was she mavazeh? Because covered means that there's leis asaponu. You find the Makom Panui chas v'shalom, you're being mavazeh. If you're being mavazeh, we'll take you to a place where you yourself will feel the leis asaponim in there, and there will be mavazeh you. That's the handling of Beis HaMikdash. Held the kazah. Zeh shom adov da melech, mo ahavti sarasacha kol ayem yisichosi. Shohel alem ahavti sarasacha, b'loi tevas ma, what's up with the ma? Onam kibin al mash omal el. It's all heinein advarim. Shekol achishek va'avu la ruchnis. Shekol dova. You tell you everything's tell you everything's ruchnis. L'chein amam mor shahavti b'chol dova ha'inyan hu tayroscho shahavti. V'lo yadova mitzad atzme. Pelde kazach. It's not mor hafti tayrosecha. Mor hafti. What is that I love? Now there's anything in this world. What is it that I love? It's tayrosecha. It's the Torah in that thing and not the thing itself. Every avu, every kisufin. Tovar Melech's Megala, Mo Ahavti. What do you like? Full stop, period. End of page. Mo Ahavti. Answer, Torah Secha. Everything is Torah Secha. That was the godless of Dovar Melech. Dovar Melech was Kvoid Malchus, right? What was the Gemara say at the beginning of Brachas? Taka Brachas. Like we said before, the Brachas is the Msech that's Megala, Leis Asa Panamine. Megala covered. Covered a Torah and covered a Malchus. What is it? What is it that says at the beginning that even the Malchus used to sit on the floor and learn Torah from Shabbosheh's Achitofel? One of the time he learned from both, I think. And the Gemara says the Malchus sat on the floor and he learned Torah. And even when he was Rosh Hashiva, he sat on the floor. What was the Indian of sitting on the floor? And Michlal, all that gathered to Gemara is the beginning of Brachas. What about David HaMelech? Because David HaMelech is a Malchus. What's a Melech? What's a Melech? A Melech is full of his own covet, full of himself, full of his pashtus. No, what's a Melech? A Melech is the one who has to be Megala Kovet HaTorah. Megala Kovet HaTorah, that's a Melech. Be Melechim Yimloich, you have to be Megala Kovet HaTorah. So what's the Gemara beginning of Maseches Brachas? David HaMelech, as Melech sat on the floor. He was Megala. If the Melech sits on the floor for the Torah, so then David Melech is Megala. Who's the real Melech over here? The real Melech is B'melochim Imloich. And what does he say there? Beginning of Brachas, Yodi Melechlochas Midam. From all the Shailas, Yerdeir Shailas, used to come to David HaMelech, his hands were full of blood from Maris. David HaMelech is Ki'ilu saying, the whole Chedek of Gemara there, Ki'ilu, David HaMelech is saying that Ki'ilu, he's Mevazah himself for the Torah. I, Melech Shemocha Al-Kavoyde, Ein Kavoyde Mochal. It's Chaposhet. There's only one covenant in the Bria, covenant of Ki and covenant of Torah. If the Melech Kilu brings his covenant higher than the covenant of Torah, so Mela, that's a begami covenant of Torah. The whole covenant in the Bria is covenant of Torah. If he's Mala himself over covenant of Torah, so then the Faket, he's Master covenant of Torah. The Mechonetz also had Torah. Achashverosh also had Torah. But they were Mala themselves over the Torah. Tovna Melech Shem no Faket. Me as the Melech, I'm machni himself, myself to bring up Kavod HaTorah, because my whole Malchus is for Kavod HaTorah. And therefore, what was the halacha of a Melech? Pasuk says in Shoftim, who has to walk around with a Sefer Torah hanging down his sleeve? Mm-hmm. A Melech has to have two Sefer Torah, one of his Gnozov. Come on, walking with him the whole time. Why do you have to need to keep walking on Teretzes? Person sees the you can't see a Melech and not see the Sefer Torah at the same time. As you see the Melech, you have to see him with a Sefer Torah. If you see him without a Sefer Torah, it's a bizoin in Kavod HaTorah. Because how can he make an espashtus? Hamalchus is Baruch, the whole espashtus is Torah. The whole Kvoid Malchus, who Kvoid Echad is Alitei Torah. So if anything, he has to be the one to be Megala Kavod HaTorah. So Dovid HaMelech, who's Dovid HaMelech goes out of his way to be Machnia himself, to sit on the floor for the Torah. And he has Mordeke Kovid Rabbanim. And then for David HaMelech, he said in Tehillim, Chashavti Drachai, Vashiva Ragle, Eredu Secho. He's got a lot of things to do. Where do his legs take him? to the Beis HaMedrash. With all the things that he does, with all the Kovid, with all the Ashiris, with all the Malchus, it all takes him to the Beis HaMedrash. Because that's Bimelach and Imelech. Hu Kvoid Ein Echad. It's a Mordeke Zach. If you see the David HaMelech, had a Chukah, David HaMelech had a tshuka to be koivish haratzis. He had a tshuka to be koivish haratzis. And the whole Indian of Surya is only the Rabbanan Dikat, the Rabbanan Trumas and Maizus. Because David HaMelech was koivish Surya before he finished being koivish haratzis. What's about? The oimik is that he had a tshuka to be Megala Kavod HaTorah everywhere. The bigger Kiddush Hashem is to be Megala Kavod HaTorah everywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore his tshuka was a Kavod HaTorah like a tshuka. Well, he wanted to show Kvoid Malchus, Shemayim, Kavod HaTorah, even in places like Surya, even places out of Eretz Yisrael. So he didn't wait until he'd finished being Koivish Eretz Yisrael, like Gvul Yisrael. He went out and he was Koivish Eretz Amimin. Well, that was his tshuka. It was a tshuka of Kavod HaTorah, Shleim HaMelech. He married Noshim, he married all these Noshim, they all had a tshuka to bring the Kavod HaTorah, to bring the Chacham HaLaki, to take it away from the Umis HaElam. Even conquering Eretz Yisrael, you can't conquer Eretz Yisrael without Talmud Torah. Yeshua was a Melech. Yeshua had a din of a Melech. It says at the beginning, Yeshua, whoever's married with Malchus of Yeshua is Chayv Misa. And what happened when he outside Yerichoy, what does the Gemara say? The Melech came, V'char v'shlufa b'yodoy, and he had a big taina on Yeshua. What was his taina? Got a love? You're a Melech, you're going to be married with Kavod HaTorah, you're fighting Melchomas. These Melchomas are Melchomas for Kavod HaTorah. These Melchomas are Melchomas for Kavod HaTorah. So how can you go and fight without Kavod HaTorah? And then it was Nisgara, the Pasuk, Gisa Bayerim and Melayla. Gisa Bayerim and Melayla is the Pasuk in Yeshua. Conquering lands, Melchomas. Melchomas for who? For Kavod HaTorah only. Go and learn. It's a big tefillah.
Somebody just asked recently, they said, more Mizrahi person, they understand the yeshiva and don't go to learn because their job is to sit and learn instead of going out. Then so he had a tefillah, as he said, but Lamaisa, there was one big war during Bein Hazmanim, and they didn't tell him to go back to yeshiva. Didn't know what to say.
Even Bein Hazmanim, they have to sit and talk when there's a machama, there's a chiyu to be a battle, and to sit and learn all day. That's the answer you give her. If a bachur yeshiva sees the soldiers fighting and there's a melchama in the midst of the melchama, so you have to chazik yourself extra hours of learning. Hanachanami. Doesn't mean you have to become a soldier. It means after.
Why didn't the yeshivas get together?
Hanachanami. That's a shvera kasha. Could be they did. I don't know. I think they were battle Bein Hazmanim 2 years ago. I don't know battle Bein Hazmanim completely, but
extra hours
or whatever the case. Well, Klal Yisrael goes lemaarocha. Everybody's a soldier. He's fighting. He's doing this and he's doing that. There was a chiv to sit and learn. Well, 6 day war. Klal Yisrael never left his chair. Never left his chair throughout the whole 6 day war. And also tefillah is not just learning. You have to daven for the soldiers and all these things about it. So that's Dovid HaMelech saying. So that's Dovid HaMelech. More, ahavti. What do I have in my life? I have a malchus, I have a palace, I have a dus, and I have a yens. Oh, but that's nourished. Right? More, ahavti. Sarasecha. And kolayim hi sichosi. He's going to say that. Even the sicha is chulin. It's all Torah. V'ini yusarosko shabdi v'loy Dovid Sadasim. Oh, kolayim hi sichosi. Afilo mer shani. Messiah is a sicha, even when Shalom Messiah is a sicha, Gankin Kamenosi, the Dova Ikri, Shia Toira, Shimena Nilka Chokola Diborim. Halderech, Rabbi Sach Sichas Chulin, Rakol Sichas Shlodom, Chol Tzorochov, Wakol Toira, Lamaskel, Mavin, Shlodom Noya Kain, Ozm is Dabik, El Hashem Chol Dorochov. Person goes in the street. First thing you do, you walk in the street. First thing you do, Chazar Mishnah. Chazar Santi Torah. You start Torah. Choler Echechadeyu. You're about to sit a meal. First thing is you put his open sefer down on the table. First thing you're about to do anything, you go to bed. First thing you do is you get into bed. You have a sefer next to your bed. You learn to show that everything is Torah. And then you make Choler Echechadeyu. One of the biggest nisyonos for people is that they keep on getting in and out of the learning. So every time you go back, every time a person goes back, it's a whole zach, it starts all over again. But the person adds on little things into his learning, he's never leaving. Even people have to go out to work, like you said, right? Even Abba Mes Shekel Kesef Oyvel Asoich. The person's got svarim in his office. The person's got svarim when he goes to his office. He goes, even if it's minimal, between phone calls, you know, he's not going out. He's there all the time. He's learning Torah all the time. All what he's doing is kolayim sichasi. If it's Torah between the phone calls, then the kisufin is kisufin for Torah and for keret. And then when he does transactions and business, so that's how he releases all the Torah that's stuck. By learning Torah, he releases it all, and he gets a moedik chuka. Like one of the, was it Ramelot's brother of Zisha? I'm not sure who it was. The Torah Zisha brings it out. He went to once a place for business. And he placed a kule goyim and he done the mincha and he said a tefillah, and he never had such a good tefillah. He asked his brother, Rav Melech, I think it was Yishon, I'm not sure. He says, there's a tzitzis in that place, there's no yid was ever there. All he needed for you is to go and to take the schayer and to give the money. And then you mamish rescued all the tzitzis after that. All those tzitzis came into you. And noch dem dam tzta mincha. Havada, you're damning mincha with kisufin that had been there for who knows how long. And all those kisufin went into you. By making that transaction, remainder there for your mallet or to their virtue. So it's all got to be a more hafti sarasach. Not more hafti sarasach. Hello in the Kanach. Paul the Kanach. You know, it goes into the Yin of Tshuva, it's a shtick of a different akuda. What's the time? I think I should go down. There's something in the Shayash of Chuva over here. It's enough to. I think he's saying. Quilting. No, it's English going to you. It's a whole, it's an underworld. Underworld. Person sees how vast Torah is. That is called a Torah. Where the Kenakuda? When you hear a good word, you hear something, you see how big Torah is, how vast Torah is, how insofious Torah is. Even down in the Kuda, let's ask upon him. Just imagine if we'd be able to see the Lakos everywhere. You go to the field, you see the Bunchland. You go here, you see the Bunchland. Wow, Bunchland is so vast. So a person sees how vast Torah is, he learns one Masechta. Often Bachman, you go out telling me, they feel like they've mamish swam an ocean. And it's only one parak of Gemara. You feel like you just stored 5,000, 10,000 years of information, and it's one mesechta. It shows you how vast the Torah is. It shows you arucha merits midah, arucha merits midah, rachava miniyam. That's kavod haTorah. That's giving kavod haTorah. That's mamish the musik. Then you go to another mesechta and see it's a whole new belt, and another mesechta and a whole new belt. You start getting so moedik nispan. And the same as in every chelik of Torah, benigla, benista, every chelik of Torah is like that. So more nikadach, more nikadach.
I would say a word, not just to get better. I heard of a shayla that Klaiso had said nasa v'nishma. So I reckon I'd say nasa, and the Midrash says nasa v'tzer shepiksav, nishma v'tzer shepiksav. So I can understand you can make a shua on tzer shepiksav. Tzer shepiksav, which is ein seif, can't make a shua on something ein seif. It's not chal. Since they became Eved, they take a half of the Malchus is. And they became Avad, and now you know what the Malchus is, so then you can call it
Tosha. Because this is the Malchus. The Ispashtus, the Ein Soif, the Ein Soif is, that's the Malchus. Maradik, that's the Maradik, Maradik and Akuda. The Ein Soif is the Malchus.
Right.
That's the Kvoid Malchus. Maradik, that's Megala, who Kvoid Echad? The Ein Soif is. Right. The Melech Basar Adam is trying his best, conquering another country, Now he's trying his best to be Ein Sofius. Skatem nicht. Skatem nicht. That's why these people, they felt so comfortable. He was Melech Bekippa. Nebuchadnezzar held of himself as a Mardika Ruchni's person. Adam El Elyon, El Al Bamaseyov. Because he was Mamashi Ganafta, he was Koyle the Bechinov, and they Sasa. Terrible, terrible riches. Rubbish is in the Hebrew they would say, Hualach al kol hakupa. He's gone after the whole thing. It was only the Hail of Talmud Bavli that restored him back.
So he took the Talmud Bavli?
Pari also had. You see Mitzrayim, what came after Yitzhiz Mitzrayim? Tavdan is all came over. Now you see the Hachna of every Melech that was Meshabbat Klal Yisrael is with Torah. Same thing in Mitzrayim. Frat al pinista, Klal Yisrael mevara Torah Shabbat Mitzrayim. It's another whole shmuz. Kal mechoyme, kal mechoyme belevenim. So the Zoya mechoyme is kal mechoyme belevenim is liban halachas. They were mevara all the Torah. They're taking all the Torah away from him. When they get an achiza on this world, they got a very tief and achiza on this world. Tief achiza means they took all the ruchnis, they took all the Torah of that world. All the shaklamataris between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro is Moshe Rabbeinu stealing all back. You know what the fresh film says? Last week's parish says, Paro said, let's see from Nerois and Adoilo. Yeah, Paro said, don't ever see me again. It's impossible. Paro said, before Maximo, don't see me ever again. If you see me ever again, he's going to kill him. So what's the problem? The fresh film says that the whole which is really ostly stuck in the Fnei Rosh. Rosh like Paro is a Shrek to look at such a person. It says it's even its mamish can kill. The koicha ra is so strong in him that it can kill a person. No, of us, Paro is full of mitzaitis of kedusha. So Moshe Rabbeinu, every time he went to Paro, he pulled out. Every time he had a conversation with Paro, he pulled out more kedusha in Paro. came to just before Makkas Bechayus. Obviously, if it was time for them to die, so there's no Netzaitis left. Pari felt there was no Netzaitis left. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu, never come again. You're not allowed to look at me. You've taken out the Tefillah, look at the first line, it says, you're not allowed to look at me anymore. If you look at me now, I'm Kuli Klipper. Kuli Koyche Sarah. Remela, you'll die. Koyche Sarah, Koyche Sarah will kill you. Also, let's tackle if it's dangerous to look before the Yadam Rosh. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw him Pari, he only saw the Kedusha Pari. But now that he's emptied out the last Netzaitis, that was the whole thing. Dogim, Kamatsula, Shaim, Dogim, whole thing of Pari is empty them out, empty them out, empty out the Netzaitis. Once they were empty out the Netzaitis, you know, I look at them anymore.
And he knew this, he's saying.
Avada. Saying Alpinista, Avada, they knew this. Pari is a man, they come a kumul.
I call it.
Who?
I call it.
Avada, the Arisa is it together. You look at the Shara Kavonis. Look at the Shara Kavonis of Shabbos, look at the Shara Kavonis of Pesach. Shara Kavonis of Avada. And then you knew what the Rampin was, and you knew what all these men about them. That's what I'm saying. They had big hatsogas. All gegamvet. With that big mind, they got sogas. So Meir says to Fresh Lam, you know, look at me. That was Bechor, is like the Shirish. So Moshe made him in a root canal in Parai. In other words, he squeezed out Mishirish. There was nothing left. That's the whole Mechel Kli Reikon, the Psukim. Shalom, Isha Mishchenta, Kedem Reikon. Mimiroikin, empty out. That's every time we go into Golas, it means that the king of that Golas has gummed the Netzaitzes, and our whole job in Golas is to take it out. Arvinachon's whole Arich is different ways of taking out Netzaitzes. Anyways, he says the deep Netzaitzes can only come by you being in the country where the one who's oppressing you on top of you, he's got your Netzaitzes, and by him oppressing you, Kashayanu is so can you be the for it? By him oppressing you, that's how you might see Netzaitzes from him. So every person in the Kilu goes into the different Malchis, different Neshamas, go into different Shibudim, and an idea that the person afflicts them, he empties the Netzaitzes into them. Tzrayim was then empty. Echad mehem lo yinoisar. Empty. Empty, empty. You know, just think of the bunch of them. There's Torah there. The Torah's there. It's just mechusa. It's covered. So maybe you have to be megala Torah, whatever's there. I think it's the first Rishisi line of Ritzalik. Ritzalik says the first Rishisi line. Says when a person goes on a journey, the mahalach b'derech ve'ina devoye yasuk b'toyer. Right? So a person who hasn't got any who? Yeah. Oh, so yasuk b'toyer. Ve'el mazeh kula hilch b'derech. Kama she'omer al pasuk salach tancha is a boy l'mazeh. Shein le tzavsa yasad b'toyra shu tfus ma'is of rishis v'shal kala nivroim v'nimtza yesh le tzavsa shal kala bria v'chal oilem tu kala. It's a danger to go alone. The mazikin chap a person, he's by himself. So it's funny, but if you're learning Torah, since Torah you're walking in a forest, so since Torah is the tfus of the whole bria, so when you're learning Torah you've got levia, because then you're megala that the trees are Torah and this is Torah. How can mazikin get you? You're full of company. There's trees and there's streams and there's flowers and there's animals and everything's your company. You're not alone. So when you walk in the street and you learn Torah, so pshat is that you're ma'ora, the company of everybody that's around you, that's all Torah, stakel beraisa, bar alma. That's the levaya. Top shot, it's a skula that even though you're alone, you'll be saved. You're not alone, that's the point. To be alone, so the sakana samaziki. Yeah, if you learn Torah, you're not alone. Where did you go? kolis nasus walide atoyer shnema bi melachim yilecha filo malchi umas ha'akum yish bem chidushin doyraisa besoid ha'golos habada they've chapped it to the clipper besoid ha'golos but they have chidushin doyraisa ki bemes ha'oyim yish toyer ba'umois akum altamin ki lo sechin ha'cholkoi ha'm mekomokim ra'a filo b'toyer shabiksav nichtav ha'a b'divrei rishay umas ha'akum. Right? It talks about what Lovan said, what Chashverish says, and what Nebuchadnezzar says. V'heim b'chlal Torah, v'heim b'nevim k'suvim. V'heim atzman lo yodu mayim edabrim, rak hanovi. V'Yisrael b'toichim yodu shehin divrei Torah. V'kol koichim izel, v'yad shoi tziyoi b'olam. In other words, that's when a novi talks to the goyish king, he makes him talk, and the goy doesn't know what he's talking. But what's he talking? He's talking divrei Torah. Then nisbatla machusam. Tuch gzeiros mevinim ma'am koichem divrei Torah v'shoyish kol gzeirosim u'tona ba'alma or whatever goes into the whole thing. Pshat is that's the chacham of the Novi. That's why they always went to the kings. When they go to the kings, and they see what the kings have, they see the king has maseches baba kama. So they start telling the king, they tell him the ox is goring, yichvais, and the ox starts, and then the king starts, volam, he starts throwing up, vomiting all the Torah that he has, and the Novi's there pulling out all the Torah. And that's why he's machnia. But the soid koyach is Torah, because we melachim yilechem. There's a shame as melachim without Torah. So the other melach is the tzadshim b'kedusha of Torah. Right. So the other melach begins Tehillim, Tefillah, Shira, no? Ashvei Shoshana Yalach, Fanzer Derech Tam Layom, Ki Mesoyers Hashem Chefta Loi. That's the other melach begins Tehillim. So the other Yege Yom HaBalayla. Hoya Kid Shosta Pal Gimur, Mashapiri Yom HaItin, Balei Layibot. Says Rashi, in the Sikhas Chul, in the leaves. The peri is Torah, and the leaves around the peri are the sichas chulin. Even the malei oleiba. Chalashi yasei atzliach. You want to know what a melech is? Go to the first peri kateichalim. What are the goyish kings? They were mishim leitzim, atzas chatoam, derech chatoam, atzas roshoam. The goyish kings, mamish the opposite of melechus. The yiddish king is ki mesoros Hashem cheftzoi mesoros ha'yege yem ha'malayim. The other melech was a masmid. That was kvoid melechus. That's kovid ha'torah.